Welcome to your weekly insurance news wrap, proudly delivered by Financial Services Online. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, here to share key highlight stories from the insurance industry this week. We begin in our very own backyard, Queensland, where persistent flooding has been causing an upheaval. Townsville, thankfully, has narrowly missed major flooding, a stark difference to the dire situation in Ingham, where the Herbert River peaked at almost 15 meters. These unfortunate turns have led to a rising toll of insurance claims, amassing to more than 1,400 as reported by the Insurance Council of Australia. This vividly underlines the pressing need for rebuilding our infrastructure resiliently, an urgent proposition emphasized by our Premier, David Crisafulli. As we tackle this climate-based adversity, it is noteworthy that insurance firms IAG, Suncorp, and RAP have been stepping up their game in expediting claims processing. A word of caution from restoration experts, folks, stay safe from the potential health hazards linked with contaminated floodwaters. Shifting gears to the motor insurance industry, Australia's top watchdog, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, or ACCC, has a serious eye on several proposed mergers. This includes the substantial IAG's bid for RAC Insurance and Allianz Australia's proposed agreement to acquire RAA Insurance. The ACCC probe aims to ensure fair competition and protect your interests when it comes to pricing and service quality. Stakeholders have until the 14th of February to express their views, and we should have the ACCC's conclusions or concerns by April 24th. In other significant news, we have Christine Cupid, the CEO of the Council of Australian Life Insurers, drawing attention to the urgency of legislative reforms in financial advice. Amid changing political landscapes and the departure of a significant minister, Ms. Cupid urges for swift action on the delivering better financial outcomes legislation, crucial for widening access to financial advice for Australians. Lastly, wrapping up with an update on North Queensland, where heavy rain-induced flooding has led to Alara Creek Bridge's destruction and closure of over 100 schools. Our hearts go out to those affected, and we recognize the swift response from insurers, including Suncorp, IAG, and RAQ, in supporting residents in these difficult times. For more information on personal and business insurance, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori for Financial Services Online, wishing you all a safe and prosperous week.